Nobody does it better. Nobody. What up, everybody? I am back. It's the Nation of Podcation podcast. It's the People's Podcast. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea. And today we have a 2020 presidential election / political conversation. So with the election that just passed, we decided to do a hot topic, hot take conversation on how we felt about the election, the outcome, the candidates, and everything in between. I reached out to my friend, the reigning, defending, undisputed people's champ, choice, and voice, John B., and Mr. Big Dick Gowdy, to dive right in to the conversation.
Vote. Black and browns. They did black. They did. No, this is a new term. They did people of color.
Yeah. That's how they call it?
Yeah. People of color voted every state Democrat. So just imagine if all that was for one of our candidates.
Okay. So let me ask you, do you think that they voted all Democrat just because they believed that much in Biden, or did they want to get Trump out that bad? Was that more of what it was about?
That was it. But I think that we always do. Black people always vote Democrat because they got us fooled thinking the Democrats is for
everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
For
the poor, the middle class, which is usually us.
Yeah. Well, you know, me and my...
I am. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Yep.
Me and my folks was talking before I came here, and we were talking about that very thing with the whole, like, Democrats and Republicans, as far as black people being, you know, solely associated with the party. And, you know, I saw a lot of stuff on social media where they're talking about, you know, okay, you know, black people in general are, I don't know how you say it, like, basically a lot of people have been on there talking about, you know, basically what you guys are saying, you know, don't vote for anybody, you know, because it's all corrupt, you know. And, you know, Democrats haven't done nothing for nobody. And my thing is, like, okay, you know, the last time that anything major that came out for black people came from a Democrat. And that, even though it was 60 years ago, that still came from a Democrat. Okay.
Right.
And I can't name one Republican president ever, and you can go in the history of whatever, that's done anything, you know what I'm saying, that I feel like has done to go and benefit black people. So I see where people will, you know, would still feel want to be associated with Democrats because they do take, you know, they don't talk about, you know, corporate, you know, tax cuts, and they don't talk about stuff that most Republicans don't, I'll say, talk about stuff that the average black person, you know, a person that's, you know, poor or something like that, you know, might be going through, you know, so.
Right.
But I feel what you said. I don't think there should be just, like you said, a blind alliance. Like, you know, there should be something, you know, incentivized on us. And that's where we got to, you know, get out and do our legwork too. You know what I mean? As people, you know what I mean? Like, we got to get out and actually, you know, talk it up.
We got to get together as a community and we got to jump in politics. Damn it. It's too late for us to be sitting on the sideline.
Right.
We got to actually be in these local elections and all
not just voting on the presidential election, because that's the, you know, big news. Like, what you get most affected by is your governors and your mayors and your senators
but,
and your congressmen.
Okay, so what did y'all think about this election, though? What did y'all think about the campaign up to the election? How'd y'all feel about the whole thing? How'd y'all feel about it?
I mean, you know, I was
Did you like the candidates? How'd you feel about the candidates? How'd you feel about their campaigns? How'd you feel about how they reach people? Chat me up.
Not a fan of Trump, you know, and Biden wasn't my first choice. So to act like I was overly...
So Trump's racist.
You know,
did you have... Did you have a choice that you wanted? Of Biden, did you have a choice that you wanted?
I mean, really, I was still kind of like... Really kind of narrowing it down between a few people, you know, and then it just became so clear-cut for Biden. I was like, okay, well, this is going to be, so it's not even worth, you know, trying to focus any other attention to.
Right, right.
So,
Big Rick, chat me up.
Man,
what'd you think about the whole thing?
I mean, so first of all, I think it was gimmicky. how they grabbed Kamala Harris. I think that she was more than qualified. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. And deserves to be there. But they grabbed her to grab the black vote. You know what I mean? Which is cool to keep the black vote. But again, man, like my whole thing is like, I seen a quote, somebody said, all right, finally, we can go back where to times where racism is hidden. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Where it's not spoken. Right. Because that's the only difference between, I think, some of the policies. Because like you said, you know what I mean? The last time, no Republicans done it. But you know, Bill Clinton, we used to love him.
Three strikes, he was baby.
Head in the office and smoking yep. weed.
And he came with the three strikes rule.
He playing the sax and niggas love him. He's born from Arkansas. He one of our homies.
Is he? I mean, because that's down south, you know.
Oh man. And this dude was killing us, dog. Killing us. And when? I didn't find that out till 2 years ago when I was 13.
We were only, you know, say 8 years old, 10 years old when that came. So it's not like we were grown and knew the difference. Right. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm just saying black people as a whole, you know, our parents. You know, everybody was feeling, we thought Clinton and Al Gore and all these people.
Well, you got to look at it and see. And
it's that's that a, lesser of two evils.
And the lesser
of
two evils again. You think of it here, you got Daddy Bush, God rest his soul, who was, you know, a branch off of Reagan, which absolutely nobody liked. So, I mean, as far as like, you know,
that was a crack. That was a crack. Reaganomics. You know, yeah, that was when they did us bad on the crack. They turned that into
more, you know, less for power than it is for. Anyway, you already know how it goes. But, I mean, seriously, though, so it was a lesser of two evils. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, I don't know, man. It's tough, man. It's tough, you know.
All right, so I'm going to go on my little soliloquy here, and then I'm going to have y'all comment on that. So I thought the campaign for both parties, it was a disgrace and an insult to the intelligence of the American people. I felt like the presidential candidate and the current president that we had, he's a 74-year-old billionaire, TV reality superstar. Up until COVID, he managed to put more money in the American home and the American pocket by cutting taxes and business taxes, but it added to the national debt and lowered the value of the dollar on a global scale, all while dividing our country, empowering these hate groups, and segregating our country the most since the Civil Rights era, and failing to listen to doctors, scientists, experts on a global pandemic that's over 10 million confirmed cases and 250,000 deaths in our country. On the other side of that, we had a 78-year-old grandfather who was riding
oldest president in history.
Oldest president in history, riding the coattails of President Obama, who people obviously, they overlooked Biden's age and his clear signs of dementia, and because he's having a hard time remembering his speeches, and you can tell he's struggling with his words and stuff like that. He lacks the ability to be like a Barack Obama, but he is from that last presidential term where America did get to rebuild and we did get to see growth from the economy, and the crime rate across the country was 15% less. So I feel like our choices for the candidates weren't that good, but
no,
you know, we just kind of dealt with the hand that, you know, what that they gave us. Now the election, it kind of showed me that the what kind of people that we're dealing with. You know, we
talk
have a billionaire that cried, right? The billionaire, he cried when he was losing, right? Oh, we need to stop votes over here. Keep counting over here.
Yeah, keep counting in Arizona.
You guys here. You guys are okay because I'm winning here a little bit, but it's starting to look shaky, so I'm going to sue you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you kind of see what's going on there. He's like
it's
a spoiled
so transparent.
Kid. They just keep changing the rules until they win. Then you got this other guy who I'm actually glad that he won because we see how he was. Let's just count the votes. Let's just be patient. Let's just count the votes, and let's see what happens. And you saw
like
what
normal
happened.
Democracy.
Let's just
asshole.
Wait. You know, it during
what
the
are we
pandemic,
talking about,
man? During the pandemic, you know it was going to take a long time to count some mail-in ballots.
Yeah, because people do mail-in voting.
Come on. So chat me up. You guys heard me going a little rant. How'd you guys feel about what I said?
That was a nice little rant.
Yeah, that was a nice little rant there. You know what I mean? I just, you know, I'm with you. You know, it was more important about getting Trump out of office than anything else. You know, that's just being honest about it, you know, because another 4 years was just not.
It's destructive and it's dangerous.
Yeah, it's destructive, it's divisive, it's dangerous, and it's too much, you know. And, you know, treating, you know, U.S. democracy and the government like a reality show, like your own personal business, is something that you can't do. And you can't have a temper tantrum and, you know, go off, you know, on a hinge, you know what I'm saying, when you don't get your way. You know what I mean?
Right.
This isn't, you know, this just isn't that. You know, you're dealing with, you know, hundreds of millions of people's lives at stake. stake, and you can't just be playing games like that, period.
So how do you guys feel about the outcome of the election? We know that so far Joe Biden, his lead still climbing because they're still counting votes, and he has been, what, president-elect now? So, and then we got Kamala Harris. She is the first. And one thing about that, she's getting overlooked in all of this, you know, because to be the first woman vice president, I mean.
And woman huge. Of color.
First woman of color, yeah. first, and what is it, Asian South Asian too. Descent. Yeah. Like, yeah. that is not getting talked about enough. And that's crazy because any in any other election, to have a female vice president, that would be something that, huge, I mean, that would be just as big as when we had the first black president. I mean, and now she's the first female and, you know, female vice president and vice president of color. I mean, that's, I just think that's getting underscored in all of this.
But you know why it's getting underscored?
Chat me up.
It was gimmicky, man. And like I said, I think she deserves it. But the only reason that they put her or someone that is like her in that seat,
I'll tell you what I think. What really happened was that is Biden got his foot caught in his mouth. That's very early on. I think this was even before it was decided who the Democratic nominee was. They asked him, you know, would you pick a woman as your vice president? And he basically stood on that, like, yeah, it's for sure going to be a woman. So that automatically cut out, you know what I'm saying, all the men. Yeah. So then it was just like, okay, with everything going on with, you know, the summer of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and all that. So it's like, why wouldn't you put a woman of color? I mean, because you boxed yourself in at this point. You know what I'm saying? Okay,
so I'm thinking it was strategy on my part, just because, okay, obviously Joe Biden was the favorite leading out of that because, you know, she ran for president, you know, Senator Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, all of these people ran, but Joe Biden was the clear leader. So I felt like all of them were like, okay, since you are the leader, we are just going to go, you know, behind you. Let's team, because we're going to have to put our powers together, you know what I'm saying, and to beat this guy, to get this guy out of office. Yeah, so I kind of think that's more of what they did. Versus you, and I get it. Yes, it was gimmicky, of course. That almost secures them the black vote, the women vote. It kind of guarantees it. But why not? Why not stack the deck?
I mean, I ain't mad at him. Get his ass out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm not. I guess my overall point is, black people, POCs out there, if you're listening, we need to come together somehow, some way, with a plan, so that we can determine our own future for once and actually have somebody. And I don't care if the motherfucker don't win, but you know what? He's taking a big ass slice of this vote. Mm-hmm. So y'all gonna have to factor us in. If we start to make our voice really heard by selecting our people into these positions, man. Kamala Harris for president. Fuck Joe. Bye Joe and Don. Kamala for president.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Chat me up.
Yeah, well, now, okay, so I'm going to ask you this then, since you said that. Do you think she could have beat Donald Trump? I do not.
No.
I do not think she.
If she was the presidential candidate.
If she was the candidate.
No.
Could she have beaten him?
No, because of racism, no. But that's my point again. That's back to my point. Because of racism in this country, man, we never going to get a fair shake. When we're not in positions of power.
And that's what makes it difficult about, you know, doing what you're talking about to a certain extent. Just for the simple fact is that, let's say, black people, a majority of black people, because everybody thinks different, right, you know, but I know what you mean, though. Majority of black people decide, okay,
We're going this way.
We're going a whole separate direction. Right. You know, that. What makes it so hard for us is that it could be to our own detriment. But, you know what I mean?
I guess how is it any worse than what's been going on, man? Because either way, it's going to be a Republican or a Democrat, and the laws, none of the stuff ever favors us anyway.
So you just want a whole new system, a whole new political party.
We got to disrupt it, baby.
FUBU, for us, by us.
Come on, man.
Right?
You feel me? About it. Think about if it ain't nothing but. Think about in the big scheme of the war. So what was it? 74 million votes for Joe? Something like that?
Right now he's sitting at 77.5 million. Okay.
And then we got...
Trump is at 72
million.
He's the biggest loser of all time because that's the most votes of any loser, in history. Because in any other election, that would have won. 72 million. Mm-hmm. You know, that's more than Barack got.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. So I'm saying that let's say we only get 40 million or something. Say only about 40 million go to our party, the Black Party. You know, there's another box you can check. Mm-hmm. The Black Party. Think about how that disrupts every election. I mean, if nothing else, over time, people might start, and if we really have a plan as a people, like business and stuff like that.
But I think they go with that, Big Rick, just because, and I get what you're saying, but I feel like people go with the established Democrat or Republican, you know, because there is that, you know, Libertarian, they don't never do good. And the reason I think that I'm just going to compare it to like sneakers real quick, like when you're going, are you going to go buy some Nikes or some Adidas, or are you going to go buy the off-brand, you know, whatever the fuck is out there, you know? So I feel like people are more familiar with Democrat and Republican, and people are going to lean to vote to what they're more familiar with. So I think, I don't want to say that we are trying to infiltrate the system, but we are trying to infiltrate the system. We're trying to get our people position to where we can do that. That's what I think that we're doing. I mean, has it taken us forever and a fucking day to do it? Yeah, but I still feel like we're getting ourselves positioned to do that kind of thing within the Democratic Party. That's what I feel like.
We can't do is not vote. That's the most toxic. So I know a lot of smart people. I'm friends with a lot of smart people that I've heard say, like, I'm not voting. Like, you can't hold your vote, whatever you do, because people literally died for that. So at least go and cast it for yourself. If you think you can do better,
man, write your name in. That's something that I, you know, and that's why I was so happy about when I saw it's been such a big...
Y'all vote for me next time, so I can say I got some presidential votes.
That's what I'm saying.
For it to be such a big turnout and to see people actually getting engaged in the voting process. Because like you said, if you're a person of color, especially a Black person, for you to be like, I'm not going to vote at all, to me is disrespectful to your ancestors, man. That's just me personally, and not everybody feels like that.
They fought and marched and peaceful protested.
Come on,
and
man.
Took spit in the face and getting called
some
all kinds
of
nasty names and lynched and murdered and hung and women raped and kids beaten and kidnapped for us to be able to live the way that we do now and have the right
Come
to
on,
even
man.
Vote.
So and
yes,
to just,
I'm 100%.
Just to dismiss that, just be like, oh, no, I don't care. But like, no, you should care. You know what I mean? And not just, like I said, not just on the presidential elections, you know, just on all elections, anything where it's going to be involving where you're supposed to be, I don't know. Where I'm laying my head at, I'm going to be trying to, you know what I mean, trying to be a part of the process in any way that I can, you know what
I mean? I absolutely agree with you. So let me ask you this. So since we all did vote for Biden, I mean, maybe, right? So
yeah. I posted my vote online.
Oh, so God, okay.
Mine was pretty open who I voted for.
Do you think that now things are going to be different than when Trump? So do you think it's different whether it's Democrat or Republican? Honestly.
All right, ask that again. Go.
Do you truly think there's a difference for us, people of color, Black people, brown people, whether it's Democrat or Republican? Honest to God, man, because I don't. And that's where I'm back to
a Democrat or Republican in office?
Yeah, man. Do you truly, for us, honestly, do you think people police us different? Do you think we get pulled over
I don't think it's a 100% full change. I don't think it's like a Democrat's in office and then things are totally perfectly good, you know, and then, you know, Republicans in office and then it's like all hell's done broke loose. Like, I don't think it's like that. I just think there's different tones and different temperature in the country when you have certain presidents in office. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else born.
Temperature's,
you know,
definitely different when Obama was in office than when Trump was in office,
man.
For sure.
Yeah, it definitely
was
different.
It,
that temperature
because
was different.
Because racism was really high then.
It was high then.
Yeah, that's when it really started kicking up.
And bolder now.
Because of the things he was saying. All he did was give voice to it. So do we all agree that Trump didn't make America more racist, is my thing.
He just made him speak out.
He made it more upfront.
So would you rather somebody tell you they're going to kill you or kill you and then tell you goodbye? Tell me first. Give me a chance.
I would rather us all just...
I kind of appreciate it I appreciated Trump's America to an extent of white people were keeping it real. Motherfuckers was not. They
were. I know. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. That. No.
But I see what you're saying. Yeah. As far as that, there wasn't no secret hidden agenda come on, to man. It. It was all out in front. It's
the same racism, dog. That's my thing.
Well, I think the only reason why I like what you're saying on that. The only thing about it is that when you have more emboldened people, they do more emboldened things. And it's not just your words.
It's going to change your actions. It's going to change that temperature.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to raise that temperature in the country. Me and O'Shea were talking. We were watching a old school wrestling. I think it was a WCW Nitro from the like 1997 or something like that.
All right.
And we saw a crowd. And, you know, we saw a few folks in there. And they were like in Chicago or whatever it was. But a few of them had stars and bars across the chest, you know what I'm saying? But I remember thinking, like, back then,
it wasn't. No, that was actually Tupelo, Mississippi. Oh,
inside for you wrestling folks out there. But I remember looking at that and even going to events back in the day and seeing that. We live in Indiana, home of the Ku Klux Klan and everything. Remember going to Pacers games with you, Rick, and all that type of stuff. And I would see somebody with that, and I think, oh, that old country boy, whatever. But I wouldn't feel like I gotta watch my back, like. Like I feel like now I'm in a climate where if somebody's bold enough to wear a Trump hat or wear stars and bars in certain places, I'm like, oh well, then you liable to do anything. I gotta really keep my eyes on you. To me, I don't know. So that's why.
I like what both of y'all said, Big Rick. I get it, cause like now it makes a lot clearer to who is who, and yeah. I don't have to do no too much thinking. I can walk down the street.
Come
and
on,
if you
now.
Got your stars and bars, and you got your stuff on in this climate, we know what you supporting. Right. So I get you on that, John. I'm with you on this fact that it changes the temperature though, because I would rather be able to walk down the street and the person hold their, you know, Mama always said, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. Right. So if I can walk down the street and not have to, you know, see you proudly, you know, saying that you don't like my people and vice versa, then everything can be cool. We ain't got nothing nice to say to each other. We can just leave each other alone.
Physical harm, man. Like I'm saying, man, like
leave each other alone.
These hate groups and stuff out here, man, are getting really outrageous, man. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's up to another level. That's why I said keep an eye on your kids, the whole nine. Like, I mean, I don't know, man. Like I said, from the upfront standpoint, I do respect, because I've said it plenty of times. Like, I respect, like you said, somebody that's upfront, and like you said, I don't have to worry about, okay, they being a passive aggressive, what's that about? Mm-hmm. Like at the work office or something like that. It's like they cool 1 minute, then they not, and what's that all about? You know what I mean? That's because they really trying to, you know, still be a good old boy or whatever like that. Right, so I get it, you know, but at the, I don't know. So it's, again, it's just one of those things, and that's what makes, you know, the problems just in our country in general so difficult, because, you know, the problems are complex, which makes the resolutions or solutions to them even more complex. You know what I mean? It can't be just one thing fits all. It's got to be like, you got to attack from this angle and this angle and this angle, because it's just so deep. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's racism or government,
so what do you guys expect, whatever, from this president, you know, this President Biden? What do you guys expect for his from his regime?
I don't expect, to be honest, really a whole lot other than some common sense type of things going on, especially when it comes to the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? Actually taking a calculated approach to try to figure out how to, you know, better help people instead of turning a blind eye to it, trying to politicalize it. Yeah, you know, politicizing the whole wearing a mask and all that stuff. That's probably the biggest change that I think I'll see during Biden's term. Other than that, I think it's just going to be kind of more pre-Trump, you know what I'm saying, tail end of Obama as far as like, you know, certain things.
I'm going to ask you guys this then. How does he bring America back together or back to some semblance of how it was 4 years ago before Donald Trump got in office, to where things were more united, or at least appeared to be more united, versus now where everybody just seems to, you know, be ready to, you know, on both sides, be ready to fight and stand up for what they believe in and are ready to, you know, be American?
It's not going to change, man. I don't think that's going to change. I honestly don't, because lines have been drawn, man. Like, I think that luckily for us, I think we are all kind of waking up to the fact that we got to do something different, man. Yeah. Black people, we got to teach our kids some different stuff. We got to learn credit, like Jay-Z said. We got to, you know, we got to get in the stock market, in the real estate game. We got to start really expanding what we want as quality, you know what I mean, for our life, you know what I'm saying? So I think that lines have pretty much been drawn as far as, like, you know what? That American, like the American flag, I look at the flag differently today than I did 4 years ago even.
Oh yeah, like, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Completely
yeah.
different.
The Colin Kaepernick thing kind of changed the way I started to perceive the flag.
Yeah.
Just because that started to make me think that people really care about this flag. This flag, this material, life. More than people's lives. They really think that, I mean, I understand.
And then mixing up the message, too. That's what it was really making it mad, because they were trying to say it was, going against the veterans and all that. And that wasn't the case at all. Kaepernick was told by a veteran, actually, you know what I'm saying? It was better to kneel than to just sit down during the national anthem. And it got blown out of proportion and everything. So.
But it does change things, though. And maybe we need, as a country, maybe we need a new flag. Maybe we need something new to believe
we
in.
We need
this American dream thing. I'm with you on that, because the American dream thing from the 1800s up until now, it obviously, we need to make some adjustments to it and include everyone who was here instead of just the people who, they wrote it for, which was themselves.
It used to be called the melting pot, you know what I mean? Because it was like you had all these different races and ethnicities working together, and it was like, yeah, there's really a country, a democratic country that's doing this? Like, to me it's like, America's like the greatest, like social experiment, except we can't afford to fail. You know what I mean? Like, it can't afford to not work. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so, but I don't, me personally, like, I don't know, man. It's crazy out here, man. Like, you make some good points, Rick, though, honestly.
The climate will be low. So you said what would change? The climate will be, the temperature, you said, I agree, will be lower. Your racism will go back under the cover a little bit. It'll be not hiring Andre over Thomas. You know what I mean? Again, like it's always been.
Yeah.
But to me, that's, again, more detrimental.
So let me ask you guys this about the economy. So since Donald Trump was able to lower taxes, give these large companies these tax breaks and things like that, they were able to do more hiring. There's a lot of people worried about the unemployment rate about to go back up, because if you raise the taxes back on these companies, the first thing that they're going to do, the owners aren't going to take pay cuts. They're going to stop hiring people or start letting people go. So how do you guys feel about, that's some of the concerns of the Republicans.
Man,
just trying to play devil's advocate here.
I feel you.
Chat me up.
But
how you guys feeling,
man,
about that?
To be honest, man, like, we talking about mega billion-dollar corporations, man. Some of them like Amazon that ain't paying nothing on taxes, dog. And you telling me that a company that big that's making that much money, I got to pay taxes like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And you tell me.
But you see, Amazon is hiring, though, all the time. They're able to constantly hire at nice wages, too, because I want to put that on the flip side.
And I mean, that's
cool, too. You did get the wages.
So you don't have to pay taxes for making $1 billion?
No, I get it. I'm just saying, so what happens when those companies aren't going to, the billionaires aren't going to take their cut, so who's going to suffer? The little guy's going to suffer. And that's what some of the Republicans were worried about, that the Democrats are going to raise the taxes.
But that's just going to keep increasing that, like you talking about that, you know what I'm saying, that wage gap, you know what I'm saying, whether it's male to female or person of color to person that's white, you know what I'm saying, or educated to non-educated, all that's just going to continue to grow, man, and then you're going to just have a greater discrepancy between rich and poor, you know what I'm saying, if I got paid taxes, they should be paying some taxes too, man, and they got still enough money, they can still do plenty of damn hiring, may have to do it at $1 less an hour, but if you can still hire the same amount of people in, man, and you pay your taxes.
Now, that's a different conversation, because that's when we need to start talking about the owners of these big companies making all this money, and they have 3, 4, 5, 6 yachts, and people live in
but these companies themselves, man, have the money, man. Like, they got the money to still hire people at the wages they at now, man, and still pay taxes, dog. You can't tell me that you make billions of dollars, you don't have to pay no taxes. Amazon, you don't have to pay nothing,
greed,
and you can still, man, come on, man.
Corporate greed.
It's corporate greed, man. They can still do it all, man.
They can do it all.
And and I appreciate.
But the people at the top, they ain't taking nothing off of their check, bro.
Okay, well,
ain't nobody taking nothing off.
I don't know. Like, I take a whole different approach to it, but like, there's no way I would be letting companies that big get away without paying no taxes. Like you said, the debt is going up because we'll have no money to pay for nothing.
Now that is disrespectful to the American people, though. When you got Donald Trump paying, what did he say, man, they paid $850 or something like that for taxes. My broke ass, $750. My broke ass paid more in taxes than his ass.
Come on, man.
And that's a huge problem when he's, you know, talking about he's made billions and billions of dollars.
So anybody,
I give you that.
Anybody that talks about going after that, I'm with that because that's ridiculous. Like, well, very point blank.
So we always are the last hired, first fired anyway. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I feel like, honestly.
So what if there's less hiring, though, too, though? That makes it even tougher.
It was tough. It was tough some of the time when Obama was in office, when Trump was in office.
Well, that's the point. That's what I'm just playing devil's advocate with y'all. That's what the Republicans are saying. So it was tougher then. Now it's tough then. Now it's been easier because they have made it so where everybody can get paid. The rich, the billionaires can get paid,
but and
pay
less taxes,
and they can hire more people at higher wages.
Okay, we could take the Clinton years for example. 1992 to 2000. I grew up with y'all. I know y'all parents was making damn good money then, right? Everybody was doing good in the 90s, man.
But
what I'm saying in the 90s, we was eating in the 90s.
I'm just like, I don't know, man. I'm just saying, like, there's plenty to go around, man. What I'm saying is that, you know what I'm saying, we were middle class family.
It's plenty to go around.
You know what I mean? Like,
Ace from Paid in Full.
I mean, but real talk though, like, I mean, we have parents that, you know what I'm saying, they worked hard, you know what I'm saying, but they made good money to take care of their families, man, put them in good schools, you know what I'm saying? And that was with not knowing about credit and dealing in real estate and all that stuff, they were still doing good, you know what I'm saying? And company CEOs were still getting paid, you know what I'm saying? But the gap is getting so much increased now between the two. There was like over the last 40 years, I think the increase of like the what CEOs make to what the
I think I seen a meme or something like
it's
that.
It's like 2,000% or something crazy.
It's something crazy like that.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. They got enough money to do it. Oh man, pay their fair share of taxes, man. Pay them wages and hire people.
And minimum wage goes up a quarter and they making 5,000%.
Like, I don't
want
to hear
stuff.
It, man. They got enough to do it. Oh,
hustle,
bro.
Hustle, cuz.
Oh, fucked up. Man, I wish Biden would go in there, dog, and shut the whole shit down. I wish he could go in there and literally rewrite the shit, dog. It all needs to be broke down from the school system to the taxation without representation.
Yeah.
Like all this shit need to be broken down
from start.
Those were rules made for a small group of people.
What, 300 years ago, 400 years ago, we're in a whole different time.
Whole
we're
different
still
time,
trying
yeah.
to live off of those, you know.
The same group of people who told the Indians, we're going to share this land and gave them blankets with syphilis on it.
Yeah.
And now you can't find a fucking Indian. I mean,
Native
like
American.
That. Excuse me. Yeah, take that off your pocket.
That's not good.
But
can all change everything together. Like you said, give us some new rules, give us a new flag.
That's what I'm saying,
we got
man.
The Washington football team. We can all come up with a team name for them since they're the team of Washington.
Let's all be cool to everybody's nationalities. Let's take cracker out of our vocabulary. You know, we quit call a cracker. Let's take nigga out of our vocabulary. Let's take all that shit. And let's for real, like, try to be one nation.
Under
like
God.
Say,
indivisible,
under God.
With liberty and justice.
Yeah, like, they live. That sounds great.
Right.
Let's try to really do that.
Try to really live that.
We can keep that. That's the one thing we can keep.
I swear to God, I was thinking on the way over here, man, Pledge of Allegiance, man. Like, we actually lived up to the words in there, man. Like,
well,
real.
The second verse of that shit. Have y'all heard the second verse of the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes, and it's different from the first.
My nigga.
It's different from the first.
We have to go to the field when the second verse starts.
Yeah. That's why they stopped it after that, you know, they stopped it because it gets
into
some
saying.
Whole
that's why
other
we got to shut that
we gotta,
shit
we
got to,
yeah, all of that stuff. That,
all of it. We got to be
the
fair.
The national anthem.
All of
the Pledge of Allegiance. We just need to hold
We got to tell black kids more than they were just slaves back in the day. We got to tell them.
We need to teach the whole story. Because we were talking about that. Me and my my boss were talking about that. We had a whole conversation about that, about how in school we were just given 1 month. And then, like, just during that 1 month, each little person got a little quick section.
Come on, you know, man. How often, MLK got a day.
Yeah, he got a day. But we got to spend all year talking about, you know, George Washington leading up to this and, you know, all of these folks. Because the whole system, like, black folks didn't even do anything.
We weren't even around.
We, outside of George Washington Carver, who discovered the peanut.
Yeah.
You know, outside of that, we didn't do nothing until Martin Luther King.
No.
And then they gave you a little Malcolm X.
Yeah.
A very little Malcolm X.
A lot of Martin Luther King. Yeah, little Malcolm X.
Because he preached that non-violent.
Yeah, he was too much.
Yeah, they didn't want
to. No Nat Turner. Yeah. I didn't hear about... Think about that, man. Think about a little black kid hearing about Nat Turner, somebody who overtook, still end up dying, but overtook for some days
revolt. They don't want you to hear that. They don't want to hear about you overtaking, because that might spark you to, overtake this. It's a whole systematic.
And that is, again, why I say black people need to have a black vote. That will scare them enough to think that they could overtake.
My brother-in-law said that, since Biden and them are in office, do we need to ask for reparations? And I said yes. He said no, because it's asking for too much. And I said we do. Reason why I say it's not, because I feel like as black people, we should also be able to sue the United States educational system. Because what have you guys taught us nothing but lies and distorted truths our entire lives. The whole time.
The whole thing.
It wasn't even our truth. It wasn't even our stories or nothing. It was some stuff that they made up. They hid all that stuff. We don't even know about our own
just
people.
Off the fact of, we're the only people that were genocide that doesn't get reparations.
Damn.
Jewish people get reparations. Japanese Americans.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of groups that get reparations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I don't want to hear nothing about it. It when it comes to us, it's too big and too bold and too brash to do. Like, nah, I don't want to hear
nothing. Nothing too soon for none of that.
No, we definitely owe ours, and we put in more than we wanted to put in.
And got nothing back.
You know what I'm saying? And got little in return for that. I mean, we've had civil rights for 60 years, but we went through slavery and Jim Crow for almost 400 years.
We still went through civil rights.
Including our vote, y'all. But that's what I'm saying. We've given our vote to the Democrats, and they've really shit on us, too.
And we've just not been able to vote for 60 years. That's crazy. You know, we ain't been able to vote for 100 years.
Come on,
we
man.
We ain't been able to vote for 100 years. We just, like, my parents have lived in the era where we just now have started being able to vote and shit. That's crazy.
Nigga, the board versus education versus Brown, Ruby 66. Me and my kids went to the church museum the other day, and I'm like, damn, Ruby 66, bro.
Mm-hmm.
My mom.
Yeah.
It is
my parents are almost
5
80.
Years younger than Roop. Yeah.
Yeah, my parents are 80.
Come on, man. Like, I mean, you would think that slavery happened 2,000 years ago.
Or civil rights.
Jesus was here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
like,
what they try to make
it
seem
like. Like it was when Jesus was here. I mean, you're literally talking about my mother. My mother.
Yeah, or
she's still alive.
Yeah.
Your mother,
my great-grandparents were slaves.
Were literally slaves. So,
all right, final thoughts about this election. Wrap it up here. John B., chat me up. Give me your final thoughts about, you know, how you feeling about just this whole election campaign.
Like I said, I know that this election was more about getting Trump out of office than the enthusiasm for Biden. But my thing is that there's change. There's multiple levels of change that need to happen in this country. Some of them need to happen fast, like police brutality. You know, wage inequality, you know, fixing environment, a lot of different things like that. Some things are going to be slower, which means we have to go to Joe Biden before we can go to the next person that's going to get us where we want to be. But I think he will bring down the temperature in this country a little bit. I don't think that's going to, get rid of racism or anything like that. There's going to be, you know, monumental change. And I hope that I say these words and something else happens where that it does change to that. But I'm like you guys, I don't think it's going to happen. But I'm glad that Biden is the new president, and I'm just excited to, you know, not have my president in the news every single day.
Big Rick, chat me up.
I'm glad Trump's out. I'm glad he was a one-term president. And there's only been like a few of those, I think.
Mm-hmm. Last one was the first Bush.
Okay. Yep. I mean, he deserves it. So, I'm happy for Biden. I'm really happy for Kamala Harris. I've got girls. You got girls.
Yes.
I'm happy that they can see a black woman and, you know, mm-hmm. black and Asian, you know what I mean? Right. But black woman.
Person
woman
of color. Of
color,
man. Woman of color.
God, I just hate that the person of color. Like, what is everybody else? Without color?
Absent yeah, of color? Should we call like, them absent of color? Why do we got to be? But that's another one of those things that keeps us segregated. You've got the people absent of color and the people with color. It should is
Instead
that,
of just
that,
the people.
Yeah, why can't we just be the people? John B., you're the people's champ. Figure it out.
Oh, God. We the people. But, man, I really do hope it changes. And I'm glad, like I said, our daughters can see somebody that looks like them mm-hmm. in a high office, just like our sons were able to see President Obama. So, mm-hmm. come on, Biden, do something.
Facts. I'm with you guys. I'm just glad that we can get, you know, we had these 4 years of these crazy sound bites and these crazy interviews and these crazy rallies and, you know,
lies.
Like, and lies and then lies. You know, all these hidden truths and, you know, all the fake news and all of that. I'm just ready to get over the reality show era of American politics and get back to some actual politics. We got a president that's actually going to come up with a good plan to actually save some people, save some lives. And like you said, John B., I like that term that you use, turn the temperature down a lot, at least make us be able to coexist. And then maybe within the next couple regimes, we can start. Because eventually here, we're going to have to stop voting for these old white guys that be in office. And we're going to have to get some more diverse people
Come
in
on,
there
man.
All the way around. And then at some point, you know, that's when we're going to get the real change. When the people that were raised in that racist, you know, segregated era, when they're finally gone, you know, I don't want anybody to die, but I'm saying when they're finally gone and out of office and we get some people that was raised where they went to school together, you know, where they went to mm-hmm. school with different races and had sleepovers with multiple races and stuff like that, where it was normal,
yeah.
Then I think we'll be going in the right direction for America. That's it. You guys know the deal. Like, follow, share, subscribe, support Nation of Podcation everywhere you get your favorite podcasts. Also subscribe on YouTube. We take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the oracle of ideas. I'm O'Shea for the people's champ, John B.
Yes, sir.
Big Dick Gowdy.
Yes, yes.
We are out. Peace.
Wow. Make you say go now. Hot rap singles on the charts now. Got a baby, so I'm breaking hearts now. On your mark, get set, it starts now.
All you pimp player hustlers now, you know. You can't keep me out once you crack the door. Either join the team or it's best you flee. Nobody does it better than me. They can come closer than close. Yeah. Original, they never will be. We bumpin' from coast to coast. Yeah. We just tryna make you see. Nobody does it better. Nobody does it better.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the oracle of ideas. I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the oracle of ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out.
Hey.